Thanks for clicking on the Northside Christian Church podcast. I'm Alan Tiger, the College Life Minister, and with the help of other voices from our staff, we want to walk you through the prayer wheel. This episode is designed specifically to pray through the prayer wheel that we've recommended in our disciple-making trainings and in recent sermons at Northside. If you're returning to this guide and you don't need instructions, you can skip to minute number 2 of the podcast and jump right in. But if it's your first time, before you start, I want to give you a few short instructions that will help make the most of your prayer experience. First things first, make sure you have a Bible handy. Then you're going to want to download the prayer wheel image that you can find in the show notes or at northsidechristianchurch.net/wheel. This will help you see the progression as we go. The prayer wheel is designed to walk you through a solid hour of prayer. Now, don't worry, you can do it. To help, the hour has been divided into 12 5-minute points of focus. This podcast will do all of the timing for you. All you have to do is listen to the description and then focus your prayer for the remainder of the 5-minute section. When you hear this tone, you will have 1 minute before the next section will start. Some aspects may require only a minute, whereas others will require more than a mere 5 minutes. If you finish a section early, simply ask God, "What more do you have to say to me about this?" Feel free to pause, rewind, restart, or even slow down using the settings in your app. We only ask and encourage that you not try to speed up this time. If you only have 30 minutes to pray, then just do half and come back at another time. So with your prayer wheel at hand, let's seek the heart of God for the next hour together.
Praise. Start your prayer hour by praising the Lord. Praise Him for things that are on your mind right now. Think of one special thing that He has done in your life in this past week and praise Him for it. Praise Him for His goodness to your family. Read Psalm 34, 1.
waiting. Spend this time waiting on the Lord. Let Him pull together reflections for you. Think about the hour before you and the things you want the Lord to do in your life. Read Psalm 27:14 just now. Confession. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you anything in your life which might be displeasing to Him. Ask Him to point out your attitudes that are wrong, as well as specific acts for which you have not yet made a prayer confession. Now confess to the Lord and claim 1 John 1:9, so that you might be cleansed for the remainder of the hour before you. Then pick up your Bible and read Psalm 51, 1-19.
Read the Word. Spend time reading the promises of God in Scripture. It could be in the Psalms, in the Prophets, in the Gospels, or passages of prayer located in the New Testament. You could check your concordance or even look at Google. John 14:3 says, preparing a place for you. I'm coming back to take you with me. Or in John 14:27, my peace I give you. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus said, I'm with you to the very end of the age. Or in Psalm 103:12, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Prayerfully, believe it.
Thank you. Petition. This is a general request for others, praying through the prayer list, the prayer cards, or personal prayer interest on behalf of yourself and others. Read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16.
Thank you. Intercession. Our prayer now centers on intercession for a lost and dying world, specific prayer on the behalf of others. Take these next few moments to pray specifically for those requests of which you are aware, and read Romans chapter 15, verses 30 through 33.
Thank you.
pray the word. Earlier, we suggested that you read God's word. Now, pray God's word. Take the scriptures and start praying through them. Certain sections of Psalm 119 lend themselves beautifully to a prayer expression. Check out Psalm 119, verses 38 through 46.
thanksgiving. Thanksgiving differs from praise in that praise recognizes God for who He is, and thanksgiving recognizes God for specific things He has done. Spend these minutes giving thanks to the Lord for things in your life, things on behalf of the church, your extended family, your workplace, and your community. Read Philippians 4, 6 through 7, and give thanks.
singing. Melody, in its truest sense, is a gift of God for the purpose of singing praises unto Him. Many Christians, unfortunately, have never learned the beauty of singing a new song unto God during prayer. Let it be a time of praise. Begin by reading Psalm 59:17, and then you're free to sing a song that you already know well, or you can make up a new song to the Lord right now.
Thank you.
meditate on the Word. To wait in God's presence is simply to be there to love Him. Meditation differs in that your mind is very active. To meditate is to ponder spiritual themes in reference to God. Ask the Lord to speak back to you and keep a paper and pen handy, ready to relate the impressions that He makes upon your life. Read Psalm 63.
Listen. spend time merging the things you've read from the Word, the things you've prayed, the things you have thanked the Lord for, the things that you've been singing, and see how the Lord brings them all together to speak to you. Begin by reading 1 Samuel 3, 9 through 10, and then just listen.
Praise. Praise the Lord for the time that you have had to spend with Him. Praise Him for the impressions that He has given you today. Praise Him for the prayer requests that He raised up in your mind. Read Psalm 145, 1 through 13.
This concludes our journey through the Prayer Wheel experience. If you'd like more information or more disciple-making resources, you can visit our website at northsidechristianchurch.net/disciple or check out our website for more sermons and resources so that you can join Northside in our mission to connect people to Christ and one another by making disciple makers.